Last May, I visited my grandfather. I went on a Sunday afternoon. It was a warm day, and the bus was almost empty. My grandfather lived alone in a small house at the end of a quiet street. He had lived there for over 40 years. My grandmother had died 8 years before, and after that he stayed in the house by himself. I rang the bell, and after a few seconds my grandfather opened the door. He was smaller than I remembered, but his eyes were the same. He smiled and said, "Come in, come in." We sat in the kitchen, like always. The kitchen was small but bright, with a window that looked out onto the garden. My grandfather put the kettle on and made tea in his old brown teapot. He used the same teapot every time. He had used it for years. We drank our tea slowly. My grandfather talked about his garden. He told me about the yellow flowers he had planted in April and a small bird that came every morning. I told him about my work, but he was more interested in the bird. After about 2 hours, I looked at my watch. I had to catch the bus back. I stood up and said I should go. My grandfather walked me to the door. He held my hand for a moment and said, "Come again soon." I walked to the bus stop slowly. I did not know it was the last time I would see him. He died in August, peacefully, in the same small house. Now, when I think about him, I do not remember big things. I remember the kitchen, the brown teapot, the bright window, the small bird in the garden. I remember his hand on my hand at the door. These small things are everything.